I believe Michael Serpe is waiting his cue. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right.
Thanks, Mel Mason. Go out, we get a local Arizona band. We pull them out of the club, put them on the air and into your home, your car, wherever you are. I'm your host, Michael John Serpe, taking you through the next hour. And good people, as you might know, for the last 3 years or so, I've been helping Dan co-host this show. And I've been able to come on in here to Studio 2A and sit here with a lot of great local talent. And never have I been more nervous to interview someone as I am tonight, with the guest being me. Tonight I come on in here and I get a chance to play some of my songs and say goodbye to a town I love and a people I love just as well. And hopefully give something back to a music community that has enriched me for these last 6 years. It's been great pleasure doing this show and being here. I moved to Tucson from Seattle about 6 years ago when my father fell ill. And also turned out that there was other reasons that I needed to be back to the desert, unbeknownst to me at the time. Anytime you're going to make your music your commodity and set yourself out onto the public stage, you set yourself up to kind of lose sight of the love and the importance of music and why you do it. It's very easy to get caught up in why am I not playing these clubs, or why am I not on the radio, or why am I not getting press? And when I was in Seattle burning through my youth, I definitely did that. I lost my point of reference with music, and I vowed when I came to Tucson that never would I beg for a show. Never would I play where I was not wanted. Never would I do anything but play the music that's in me, that I love, and let it be heard by those who want to hear it. And those who not, it does not have to answer for. So that's what I did. I came here, and I took my album, and I burnt it to a blank CDR. I put my name on it and a phone number, and no press kit, no hype. I just put it in some packages, and I mailed it off to all the clubs here in town with a note saying, hey, new to town, would love to play your joint. And after a week, I got one email back, and that was from Chris Carey over at Plush, just on Pure Sound. He said, I got some shows for you. And I thought, wow, that's great. Follow steps of hope I find. So I went over to Plush and I played a show and it was great. It was a Monday night. And when I got done playing that show, I was sitting there having a drink with my bass player at the time, Rochelle. And this guy came up, a guy by the name of Don Jennings, who had a little show Monday nights called Locals Only. And he did this show for 10 years. And he came up and introduced himself to me. He said that, I'm Don Jennings. I do Locals Only. I saw your name in the paper. Didn't know who you were, where you come from. So I just came down here to check it out. And I'd never in my life had someone in the industry, so to speak, take it upon himself out of sheer love to go out and do some investigative journalism. Usually it's, you know, you come knock down my door. And if I feel like it, I'll let you have a show or I'll throw you a crumb. And I thought, all right. Follow steps I hope I find. This town is special, and there's a reason why I've been here much longer than coming to see my pop into another life. So I love it here. I love everyone here. I especially love everyone in this building. Vanessa, Jeremy, Duncan, Mel Mason, KXCI, and what it stands for. You're not going to find a radio station like this in too many spots of the country, let alone the world. And I'm thankful for it. So I'm going to play some songs for you before I start crying like a big old baby. I thank you for tuning in and listening. This first song is called Got Me Wrong, and it's about got into a fight with a good friend of mine a long time ago, and I started thinking maybe I should, you know, cut this friendship loose, and then I started thinking about other friendships I had that were similar, personalities that kept popping up in my life similar to the personality of my good buddy, and kind of made me realize that, you know, maybe things aren't for tucking your tail and running, but to strapping up your boots and getting to work on making things work. So the song's called Got Me Wrong. All right. What's on that list over there, Jeremy Michael Cashman?
That'd be Turn Fallow as the second number.
The second song of the evening will be Turn Fallow.
You're the official set list keeper.
That's right.
Just so you know.
What is the official?
And that's something. Jeremy, besides being a my best friend and being an incredible instrumentalist songwriter in his own right, he's also the keeper of the set list. I think he has every set list of every show.
I've kept track of everything I drank and everything.
Temperature outside.
You've never worn that shirt on a Monday before.
And he should know because I stole this shirt from him. So, all right, yeah, this song's called Turn Fallow. And like I was saying, I did come down here when my dad had fallen sick and was right when he was passing away. My dad was sick for a long time, actually. It was almost 20 years that he was suffering with his illness. And it was within those last 6 years that I came down to Tucson to be closer to him, because I feel respect is best spent on living bones. A lot of people, you know, I wasn't going to show up at a grave site and talk to a plot of dirt. You know, I wanted to spend time with my pop and see him out. And I don't think like any amount of time can really prepare you for losing somebody. And I was lucky. I did get to be with my father through his last days, his last hours. I had my hand on his chest when he left. And not everyone gets that chance. And I'm lucky I did, but it wasn't easy nonetheless. And when I was with him for those last few moments, I started thinking about how we personify things. We personify the moon, and we personify things to be special to us. And, you know, make us connected or whatever. But when it comes to death, I don't think that's something you can personify. I don't think death is a thing that comes and takes away something. It's a natural passing. It's a season, and it's not something that is evil, morbid, or a thief. And that's where this song came from. I don't know if you've lost someone. If you have, this song's for you. In particular, my buddy Steven. And if you haven't, then someday you'll know.
Hide in shadows with the cold hand to touch you fallow. Hey, and he don't take a damn thing from you. Death is you alone in bed. Jump from your bones, crawl from that skin. Soul is itching to leave. Death doesn't hide in shadows with the cold hand to touch you fallow. It's the bill you gotta pay at the end of the life you leave. One day we go. One day.
I wish we had a little limoncello right now.
You know, that would be super swell,
man.
If we did.
You know what? If you're out there and you need yourself a tasty little beverage on a nice winter night, go and get yourself a little limoncello.
Soothes your soul, I'm pretty sure.
I know I would if I could. Hey, Mom, And I know you're listening tonight. I'm sorry I drank that whole bottle of limoncello on your dining room table. I know you thought it looked, it was a pretty color and stuff, but it tasted just as good. I love my mom, and I hope you are listening. We just bought her a new computer, so hopefully she's joining us out there in the cyber land, cyberspace. All right, what do we got next there, Jeremy Michael?
Heavy on my mind.
Oh, this is a good one. Oh, my God. All right, this song's called Heavy on My Mind, and I guess I don't really need to talk about it. I'll just sing it. I got to try not to talk too much tonight.
Where are we at?
Oh, we're only 15 minutes deep. I can talk as much as I want.
Well, it's all for the best. I'll be staying and you'll soon be leaving. Though we've got time before then. My heart's been stitched up by a girl who knows me. And though it's been so long since my heart's pitter-patted out of time. Just not the kind that goes to stepping out of line. So it's all for the best. You think I'm charming and not too bad looking, but in time I'll digress. And you wonder why I'm so hard-headed about the things in life that lay heavy on my mind. And how indifference works its way into my every smile. I'll save you the rest. I even bore myself half to death. But it is what it is. What it is, well, I just don't get about the things in life that lay heavy on my mind. And how indifference works its way into my loving smile.
Nothing like a good lap steel. Come on, what is lap
Where'd
steel?
You hear that?
Lap steel. It's just it's the mortar Tell and me. The bricks, man. I love it. I could just sit there and listen to lap steel all day long. And someone say, Serpy, what are you doing? I'll say, I'm listening to lap steel. Do not bother me. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, coming to you live from Studio 2A with myself, Michael John Serpy, being joined by Jeremy Michael Cashman. And the ever lovely Vanessa London. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Talking about Tucson, I'm leaving, at least for a while, the river's parting. It probably joins back up before it hits the sea. But for now, I'll be leaving next Monday. So come on out. Do you owe me money? Do I owe you money?
I should owe me money.
Do you have something you want to tell me? Maybe I have something I want to tell you. Come on out to Plush this Thursday. We're going to have a free show. It's going to be a blowout. I got a bunch of friends playing. Got a good time happening over at Plush, free this Thursday. Tonight, I'm taking over the airwaves because, hey, we got Duncan duct-taped and tied in the corner. Mel Mason, we locked in the basement. Kathy River showed up. She tried to stop me. Wasn't going to do it. So we, you know, you want me off the air, come and get me. But really, like I was saying, I've been here for 6 years. It's been a great 6 years. Hey, Mel Mason. Mel Mason just walked into the booth.
Hey, what's happening?
She's taking a few pictures. I break cameras. Be careful. I have a face made for radio. But so I moved here 6 years ago, and at the time there was a what was that? Was it the Monkey Box? Is that what that place was called?
Yeah.
Across from the library, a place called the Monkey Box was open. I went to go see my friend Vicky Brown, who I love dearly, and Amy Rude. They were playing over there, and I went and showed up. I was brand new in town. I was just going to go check out some music, and I was like, "Wow, this is awesome! Check these girls out." And this guy named Davey Hendrickson comes up. And he's like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And I'm like, "I'm having a beer, watching some music. What are you doing here?" He's like, "Why don't we have a beer together?" I'm like, "Awesome. I will have a beer with you." And he became a very dear friend of mine. So dear, in fact, that he introduced me to Jeremy Michael Cashman, who's as well as a very dear friend of mine, and helps me articulate my little sullen ramblings that I like to do over here on the guitar. Thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, thank you. And thank Davey.
Yeah.
The common thread.
Thank Davey. Davey, many safe returns.
Yes.
Davey's been traveling, him and Yumiko. We hope you get back and get back in one piece and full of good spirit. But, so that's how I came to meet Jeremy. And he helps me with my songs. I help him with his songs. And we've been playing for a long time. And then, weirdly enough, I can't believe it's been 2 years, but 2 years ago, I met Vanessa London. I was neat. I was like, you know what? I'm sick of hearing my voice. I'm sick of hearing my little seal voice go, arr, arr, arr.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but it's bad. So I wanted something pretty to come, you know, spice it up. So I threw a line out there in the water and found her. And thank you very much. It's been a great 2 years.
It's been the best 2 years.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to be moving away. But like I said, who knows how long, and I'm going to still be playing music with these people because we have the technology. We don't need to be in the same state anymore.
Technology
is pretty good. It helps. What's the next? What are we playing next?
Wronged Number.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. This is a song. Okay. I went on a trip. I was gone. I was supposed to leave and be gone for 2 months. And it turned into be a 5-month trip. I got on a Amtrak train and did a little hoboing around the country, coach style. And I wasn't by a guitar for those 2 months. And so I wrote a lot of words. I just wrote some stuff. And then once I got to Seattle, where I wind up being for about 3 months, I sat down with a guitar and started writing all these songs. So a lot of these songs that I'm playing tonight are brand new. I was up there recording it with my friend Greg Markle, and this is one of them. And this song goes out to anyone who has been drunk and weary in the heart and thought it would be a good idea to call an ex-girlfriend and pretend you were calling a wrong number just so you could hear their voice and try to put a pulse on your emotional distress state at the time. So this song's called Wrong Number, and that's what it's about. And don't sit there and tell me you didn't do it. I know everyone's done it sometime in their life.
Stumbling around the Puget Sound, cell phones make it too easy, man. I'm drunk, mad, gotta call and hear you. I don't miss you, barely knew you, but the missing part of me came through you. I need a pulse, I'm drunk and I'm calling to hear you. Is Paul there? I'm sorry, I'm afraid you have the wrong number. I'm sorry, that's alright. Have yourself a good night. Is Paul there?
what's wrong with me? I hardly say it's no problem, but I need a pulse. I'm drunk and I'm calling to hear you. Funny thing about certain towns, and the body memory that keeps us bound to a time and place where we were young and burned there. Everything has changed, some stuff's torn down, a new batch of youth has come around. I'm old and cold, standing in their summer. I don't miss you, barely knew you, but the missing part of me came through you. I need a pulse, I'm drunk and I'm calling to hear you.
Shy, come on in if you're coming in. Hey, Mel Mason.
Hey, Jim.
Mel Mason, when I showed up early to you know see her fly in the ship, because Dr. Dan, our very good friend and host of Locals Only, went on a bike trip. I don't know what he's thinking. He's thinking he's going to ride his bike to Bisbee. Is that what he's doing?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's cold out there, man.
He's riding his bike all the way.
Yeah, he's riding his bike to Bisbee and camping along the way.
Dr. Dan, you're so cool.
Dr. Dan is pretty cool.
I'm sure he's cool in the truest sense of the word.
In more ways than one. He's like, why am I not at KXCI tonight? I wish I had a bottle of limoncello. So anyway, Mel Mason, who has been gracious enough to not only come in and host the show tonight while Dan's gone, but she's also has kept me employed for the 2 months that I've been back. Thank you very much.
Ain't no problem.
She's here. She's like, do you mind if I take pictures of you? I don't want to break up the flow. And I'm like, hey, door's open. Come on in. It's a lazy affair tonight. What are we playing next? What's on the agenda there?
Sneaky Sue.
Oh, Sneaky Sue. There's a good story for this one, too. All right, so I'm old. I'm 39 years old. I'm going to be 40 next month. And let's just say I haven't been out there on the market in a long time. And while I was up in Seattle, I was drunk one night at a bar.
That's how it all starts.
It always starts
one
that
night,
way.
At the bar.
I was feeling lonely and bad for myself and feeling like, oh, my God, am I that guy? Am I having a midlife crisis and on a train traveling around the country? And I did the thing that one should never do. Now, listen to me. If you're out there, listen. If you're going to walk away with anything from tonight, listen to this. And Vanessa can vouch for me here because she works in the service industry. Never hit on the help. Do not pick up on bartenders. Do not pick up on waitresses.
We're flirting with you because we want your money.
That's right. It's legal striptease, people. Do not do it.
That's terrible.
So I broke the law, and I tried to fling some woo on a bartender. And she was nice. Her name was Sue. She was really nice, and I misconstrued her niceness. So I drank way more than I needed to because I was sitting there waiting for her to get off her shift. And lo and behold, she did get off her shift. And before letting me know she got off her shift, she handed my bill to a waiter to settle up. And then she snuck out the back so she wouldn't have to deal with me, which I thought was hilarious in retrospect. But anyway, this song's called Sneaky Sue. Snuck up on me. Way
your curls at me. Slowly curling around your neck, softly bouncing down your back. Sneaky Sue, you snuck up on me. Oh, oh, oh. Tab to be settled by some waiter jack. Sneaky Sue snuck out on me. Sneaky Sue was good to me, I'd say professional, as I've proceeded to be. The lonely fool on a bar stool who goes flinging woo. Oh, oh, oh.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only. Your host and performer and babbling fool, Michael John Serpy, here in Studio 2A. Jeremy Michael Cashman, Vanessa London, Mel Mason floating around clicking pictures, Duncan flying the ship as usual, keeping us afloat. Thank you very much. Duncan's great. Duncan gets here, I think, at like 12:01 in the morning, and then I think he stays here until midnight. He's here all the time. Let's see. Oh, we got about a half an hour going, so we're doing pretty good on time. I think maybe we'll get a lot of these songs in.
List keeper. What's next on the list?
What is next on the list?
Time hesitates.
Time hesitates. Well, we're gonna pull that one off. All right, that's good. Yeah, let's kick it up a bit. We're gonna do a little rock and roll. Pardon me. What, you never blew your nose before? Come on. People blow their noses.
Handkerchiefs are out of style.
You know what? This handkerchief, if you even knew the story behind this handkerchief, I got this handkerchief at the beginning of my trip back in June. And it has been with...
tied to a stick?
With my underwears and everything else in it, all hobo style.
Pieces of rock. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. This song's called Time Hesitates. It's a common misconception that a lot of my songs have to do with girls, and even though that last song did have to do with a girl, a lot of them don't. This song is one of them. It's about my love for music, and when I think of how many times in 39 years I've tried to quit music and I always come back to it, it's always been a saving grace for me. And the song is about me for a brief instant was a sound man at a club, and realized that doing live sound is not my gig, and I had to deal with a band that was long story short, the whole night was making me feel like I need to quit music and go become a dentist or something. And then by midnight or 2 a.m., once I got home and was unwinding, I picked up my guitar and fell back in love all over again. And that's what the song's about. It's called Time Hesitates. Thank you.
of good. All these fairy tales you've been buying ain't what the time life sweats from you. Every time I think it straight, time hesitates a moment's breath
of you.
Screw my head on and see it through. But at 8 p.m. I was pissed and dying to catch some buzz up over you. Some take their time, some take their time. Some kids with candy on their minds race through life. Got them the candy, false surprise. Said it got too mine. Gobbling through my youth so blind. The piston bitter, sweetened by you. Jesus Christ, kid, quit your whining. Screw that head on and follow through. All these fairy tales you've been buying ain't what the dime life sweats from you. Every time I think it's straight, time hesitates a moment's breath
of you.
Screw my head on and see it through. But at 2 a.m. I'm drunk, stoned, I'm lying. If I ever could quit you. And some take their time, some take their time. Some are kids with candy on their minds. Race through life,
race through life.
Gobbling through candy for some pride. Said I got two minds,
said I got two minds.
Gobbling through my youth so blind. A bit pissed and bitter, sweetened by you. Some take their time, some take their time. Some of kids who can't be on their mind. Break through life, gobbling through candy for some pride. Said I got two minds, gobbling through my youth so blind. But if this is better, sweetened by you. Some take their time, some take their time. Some of kids who can't be on their mind. Break through life, gobbling through candy for some pride. Said I got two minds, gobbling through my youth so blind. But pissed and bitter, so sweetened by you. Voila.
Oh, man.
God, I wish I had some limoncello. What's going on?
I know. I've got a hankering myself. It's pretty intense.
Oh, man.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to Locals Only. Second hour of the show, the live version of the show. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with my good friends Jeremiah Cashman and Vanessa London. I'm going to be playing a few more songs, saying goodbye to Tucson for a little bit, and We got the hub coming up next, Bob Girth, so stay tuned for that. I want to thank again. You know what? I want to actually, I know this is bad. I'm setting myself up for whatever I'm setting myself up for, but I want to say some thank yous to some people. And if I forget anybody, then come out Thursday at Plush when we're going to be playing a free going away show. And let me know I forgot you. But if I forgot you in mind and tongue, does not mean I forgot you in my heart. You know what? I need to make a big shout out actually to the mighty Joel Ford. And let me tell you a thing or two about the mighty Joel Ford. If you know mighty Joel Ford, you don't know mighty Joel Ford. I know mighty Joel Ford. He's probably one of my longest lasting brothers. I know him for over 20 years. I know him since high school. I've been in bands with him. I've been in Phoenix with him. I've been in Seattle with him. And if it wasn't for Joel Ford, well, I don't know. I'm not going to get all gushy on my bromance with Joel, but he and I've been together for the longest time, and he's always been a big inspiration and anchor in my life. And he's actually one of the reasons why I came to Tucson, because when my pop got sick, my pop was up in Phoenix,
And the last thing I wanted to do was move back to Phoenix, because it's just, well, it's Phoenix. And he was living down here in Tucson, and he had been trying to get me to come down to Tucson for a long time. He always loved the town and thought that, you know, I would enjoy it as well. So when it was finally time to move, I listened to the mighty Joel Ford, and I came on down to the 520, and I'm very glad I did. But Joel Ford, thank you for being a friend and for getting me down here. I also want to say thanks again to Davey, who was the first person to ever come and introduce himself to me, introduce me to a great gateway of great people who I've come to know here. Mel Mason and Mark Mason, very dear friends who, I don't know, what can I say, bar none, good, stellar people who, they're kind of like the gift that keeps on giving. If you're drinking some limoncello, raise a glass. I want to thank Ginger. Ginger, who used to work here at KXCI, when she's the one who taught me how to get on the air here and kill time, I guess. Is that what I do? Kill time, kill silence, either one. But anyway, Ginger, she taught us in boot camp, actually. Mel and I graduated from the same boot camp class here on how to get on the radio, or, you know, how to DJ and all that stuff. And thank you, Ginger, for being a very good host and a very good lead in to what I've come to really enjoy and cherish for these last 3 years. Chris Carey, Kathy Rivers, two people who I ran into through circumstance and have become extremely good friends of mine. Very good, dear people, living over in St. Louis right now. And you're greatly missed. I'm very glad, Kathy Rivers, that she's probably gone by now. But thanks for stopping in on us tonight here at the radio. And I'm glad you're going to be here. I'm looking forward to seeing you Thursday over there at the Plush, where we're going to be having a free show, so come on down. Jamie Manser is a wonderful woman who had gave me a lot of opportunities to play some music out there on the mean streets of Tucson. And if there's one woman who is 24/7 about Tucson music and arts, it's that woman. And thank you for doing what you do. Duncan, as always, again, thank you very much for doing what you do. Not just, you know, engineering all the bands here during Locals Only, but what you do day to day, KXCI. Everyone here at KXCI. Rudy, my dear friend Rudy, who has fallen ill, we've come to hear. Rudy, get better. Blow that nose, buddy. Come on out Thursday. We want to see you. Rudy has played drums with us for a while, and he's just a great guy. Rudy, amen. John Convertino. I want to thank John Convertino. John Convertino put out a solo album called Ragland, which is one of my favorite albums ever, and it was the soundtrack to me moving here to Tucson. And like I said, moving here was something I had to do, but also wanted to do. And that album, Ragland, was it was the cradle. It was the cradle that became a beautiful bed to lay in here in the desert. Don Jennings. I want to thank Don Jennings, if he's even still listening. He probably listened to my opening segue and was like, "You're still using that same tired line, buddy." Don Jennings is a great friend and a music fiend. He's a genuine lover of music and just a genuine guy. Dr. Dan, host of Locals Only and a great friend. Dr. Dan has when I went on my trip and I came back after 5 months, not only did he let me store all my stuff at his house, he's let me live in his garage, which has been great. Thank you, Dr. Dan, for friending me, housing me. Oh, okay, we have an update from Jeff Stearns. Hold on, let's see what Dan made it to.
This just in.
What is it?
Joe's bike trip.
Oh, Jeff made it to.
No, Dan made it to Sonoyta.
Oh my God. Okay.
Dan made it to Sonoyta, Dan. Safe and sound. Yeah. He's in Sonoyta.
All right, Dr.
Dan. Arduous bike trip.
Dr. Dan's in Sonoyta. Man, he's probably got hemorrhoids by now, but he made it.
You can say that on the air, Michael.
He made it down there. Good. And if I know Dr. Dan, he's probably like
put some like wires in a tin can and has got a radio signal all MacGyver style in the woods and is listening to this station right now. Where did I leave off? Oh, Dr. Dan. Okay, good for you. Thank you. Vanessa, thank you very much for coming in. And Vanessa has been kind of one of those, you know, like when you got an old dog and he's like, "Meh, old dog, scratching at my fleas." And then you bring a new puppy into the mix and all of a sudden the old dog's all lively and is like, "Ooh, let's play ball." That's what you've been. You've been a revitalizing puppy in my music. And Gene Armstrong, well, Gene, you're just freaking cool, man. And thank you for your musical insight and just stuff. You're good. Good person. Steven Siegel, enough said. You know why I love you. And Jeremy Michael Cashman, how much can I gush on this guy? I love him to death. And a slew of other people, Michael P., but you know what? A lot of this is all going to go down Thursday. I'm going to be on stage telling everyone how much I love them. And Vanessa's giving me the face. What, should I shut up? Should we play a song? She's saying I'm being too gregarious and I need to play a song. We got 15 minutes, honey. What's that? Oh, I saved the best for last, honey. Just hang tight.
What song are we doing?
I don't know. What song are we doing?
Some may say.
Okay, so this goes back to the trip that I wound up taking. We got 3 songs left. Is that so?
Talking.
All right, this song is called Some May Say. And it's one of those things where, you know, like I said, I'm 39 years old. I've never put a lot of time or not a lot of thought into time or age. You are who you are. You feel what you feel, and it doesn't matter when you feel it. And 2009 was an awful year for me. I lost my pop in 2009, and it was the darkest, most misanthropic time of my life. And something had to break. And I made this change, and I went out on this train trip. And, you know, a lot of people were, you know, joking with me, "Man, you know, you're about to be 40. Your dad just died. You're having a midlife crisis." And I don't know. I don't feel like I'm having a midlife crisis. I just, you know, life sets in when life sets in, and I needed to go, and I went. And I feel like I'm a better man for it. And the whole time that, the biggest the hardest thing to do to get to that journey was leave the truest love of my life, which is Danielle Hawley. I was with her for 7 years. And it's one of those sad instances where you're in love with somebody and you're good with each other, but the river splits and you need to go your separate ways. And it was the hardest obstacle I ever had to do in my life was to part ways with her. But I know she's better for it. I know I'm better for it. And all good things in their good time. So the song's dedicated to you. Some may say at 40 years you're much too old to go and hit the road. 20 years ago you might have rolled to soothe that soul. But who can plan for when life sets in? Some tell me life's too short. I'm fortified on barley wine and man, my feet they itch. Right now. Boys say male chauvinists, they are not born, but every day they're made. I did the time, but not the crime, I might as well have taken bait. Well, I never thought with my little head, and girl, I won't stop now. My heart's grown cold and my head's grown loud, and I got to have them out. Right now. Thank you. doesn't kill us makes us strong. And all of our cliches are stitched in time through humankind, I guess, touche for cliche. Roller coasters don't hide their turns, but still we love the ride. Fortified on barley wine, at least this cliche's mine. For now, also, I did just talk to Danielle today, and she has found a pit bull puppy who is lovely, a little emaciated right now. But if anyone wants a puppy, let me know, because I have one for you, because the last thing she needs is another feral pet to take care of. All right, so we got about 10 minutes. What do we got left?
Slow set of track.
Oh. Good Lord.
Black Kelly, down that way. There's actually three.
All right, so we got time.
Do Black Kelly and Slow Set of Track?
Yeah. I took the capo off, so do you want to do Slow Set of Track now or later?
Whatever you like.
We're going to do it now. This is this is another new song, and this one is, it's not even really under my fingers yet, but we're going to give it a try because, I don't know, we're feeling that way. Hey, here's a joke. What's the best thing about Florida?
Nothing.
The Welcome to Georgia sign.
Oh.
Well.
I like Florida.
Really?
No.
I like the Keys. The Keys were all right. The rest of Florida was kind of a drag. When I started my trip, I went to Austin and spent the time with my very good friend Dave Norwood, who's probably staying up late from a work night to listen to this. Norwood, you know what I think about you. But anyway. One of the first trips on my first stop on my trip was to go to Florida and see my grandma. And, it was right after leaving Florida, I wound up in Georgia and I was asleep. And sometimes the train has to pull over and, wait for another train to come on past. And that's what we were doing. We were stopped dead on the tracks. And, I woke up and the train wasn't moving. It was pitch black, and I looked through the window and I could just see the silhouette of Georgia out there, and I could vaguely make out the reflection of my face in the window as I looked outside, and kind of had a little bit of a personal moment. And that's where this song came from. It's called Slow Set of Track.
Georgie, you sure are a sight for sore eyes. Though I can't tell what's blind from what's seeing. Fell asleep on this train, stopped dead on the tracks. Under a sky with no moon, where I woke up and saw you there. Out through the window that held my reflection, and the way that I hung there in you. Put a skiff on the night, took the weight from this body, adrift on a sky with no moon.
Black Kelly.
Do it.
Man, she's cracking the whip on me in here, people. This song's called Black Kelly. Right before I left on my trip, I recorded a whole album with Jeremy and Vanessa and Joel, and should be coming out hopefully in the spring. And this is one of the songs off of it. And I'm going to just say it. This is dedicated to my long-lost friends, John Black and Mike Kelly. I miss you guys.
If what's got you mad,
if what's got
all those things that I said, from a heated heart, never meant them mean. So if we could now, just part of what I've said. There's a devil in my head, whose mouth runs on through nuts that steep. Body is full of wine. It's part of what I've said. There's a devil in my head, whose mouth runs on through nuts that steep. In a sacred body is full of wine. It's part of what I've said. There's a devil in my head, whose mouth runs on through nuts that steep. Body full of wine. It's pouring what I've said. There's a devil in my head, whose mouth runs on through knots that steep. In the second body, it's full of wine.